And we had some experiences that I don't think that the two of us would have survived as a couple when we lost our son in 1979, if it hadn't been for Subaru. We were at a congress in Toronto, a world congress, and our son was out here on Bainbridge Island working for a, I guess you'd call a lumber company, or my parents lived on Bainbridge Island. And at weekends, he would come and visit them. And one Saturday morning in August, he and my father decided they were going to bake some bread, and they didn't have the flour. So he jumped in the car and went to get the flour and was T-boned with a truck and lost his life. But I don't know. I'm not sure that Subaru didn't save our marriage, so that was a very tough time for us. And we left. By then I'd retired from the Navy. And we left. We were back in New London, Connecticut, and we just decided to pack our goods and come to Seattle. We weren't going to spend any more time in areas that we really didn't love. So that had a profound effect on us. And the Subaru community really supported us in a really good way, spiritually and providing that comfort.
Melanie, can you speak to how the community rallied in that instance?
Well, we were at the Congress when we heard the news that he died. And so we immediately, people came and did light run with us. And then we flew out to Seattle the next day. Our other children were all over the country. We had to gather them in. And because both our family lived on Bainbridge, we felt it was best to come out here. So we did. But the Dodsons, who were still good friends of ours and lived near us, I guess we'd driven to the Congress with them, took us to the airport, got us, saw that, you know, got us organized, saw that we got on the plane. And then a lot of really, really wonderful things happened. We ran into our daughter in the middle of O'Hare as we were going to our plane. She was coming from Connecticut. And suddenly I looked and there she was with her arms around Frederick, you know. And I got on the plane and I had this experience of seeing our son, you know. Darn it. he was happy. I saw his inner eye. He was sort of bouncing on the clouds. He was happy. You know, I couldn't ask for more than that. And then I remember sitting at the airport later in Seattle. I guess we were meeting one of our other kids, and just sitting there, and I felt like I was at the Congress with Bob Buck in the front, because he was at that Congress, I think. So there was a lot there that helped us. I think it was something that was supposed to happen. All my years growing up on Bainbridge, whenever I went over to Frederick's family's house, and I would drive home, there were two streets and two roads, and the second one was the one I was supposed to take. But often I would think, gee, maybe where am I? I should be taking this one. Well, this first road was the one Bruce took, and I think he thought he was going on the second one. So he missed a stop sign that he should have seen. Well, he maybe wasn't paying attention either, but little things like that, it sort of tell me. And I had some visions too before that didn't mean anything to me, but you know, I'd see something in Wadi Han, like where he had been working. There was a lake and mountains around. It was up near Index. And I saw that lake in a Wadi Han, which may or may not have meant anything, but when we went up there later to see where he had been, because we hadn't been there before, it was this place that I'd seen in my vision. So I don't know. I think that's what, it was God's will, whatever. I accept it as such.